Here is a tweet from a priest that I follow on Twitter. He said, all liturgy should be celebrated solely by the candlelight of beeswax candles in an enormous dark church filled with smoke of incense. All parts should be either chanted loudly and solemnly in Latin, or said in such a low voice that no one can hear them. I guess we might as well all go home. So I replied back. I said, at the Last Supper, on which every Mass is based, none of these eccentricities existed. That was my response to this. In any case, no reply back, but folks, but I bring that because what is it about us that we take what is accidental to religion and bring it center stage? And what is it about us that we take what is center stage to religion and push it outside? Three points for us today. First, the core of religion, the core of Christianity, the core of who we are as a people. So we know from the Gospels that Pharisaical Judaism dominated the religiosity of Jesus' time, right? We hear about the Pharisees a lot in the Gospel. In fact, they become the primary protagonists against Jesus. There were at least two problems with that kind of religiosity. The first is the strict interpretation of the law. And secondly, the lesser important elements of the law are brought center stage. And Jesus confronts this with some energy. Twice he says, there are many times, but at least there are two sayings that really make make us understand how difficult it was for Jesus to function within that paradigm. So the first is, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for Sabbath. In other words, the law was supposed to be for the benefit of the human person and not the other way around. It is the human person who is supposed to be saved, not the law. The human person is at the center of everything that God does. And then on another occasion, Jesus says, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. In fact, he was so fed up with the Pharisees, he would say, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. The person who came to Jesus asking which commandment is the greatest, he was a scribe. Scribes were very well versed with the law. They also helped interpret the law. So his primary focus is about the commandment, not about the human person. Which commandment, Lord, is the greatest? And scripture tells us that it was a question that was meant to test Jesus. So he's not being very honest in all of this. Jesus' answer to his question took him beyond the law. Jesus answered his question. But he answered his question in such a way that it took him beyond the law. The law for Jesus was about relationships. And this is what we simply have to understand from Jesus. The law is not about the law. The law is about relationships. It was about love. And hence Jesus' response, both of them have got to do with love. The question was not about love. The question is about the law. But Jesus says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. Now the lawyer had only asked for one commandment that was the greatest, but Jesus gives two. And he says, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the lawyer's question to Jesus, his concern was for legality. In Jesus' reply to the man, his emphasis was on love. Religion. Religion is about relationships. Religion is about loving relationships. Two of them. Love of God and love of our neighbor. Everything else is secondary. Second point. So I'm presenting this scenario to you. On the day that you and I stand face to face with God, imagine that now you are standing face to face with God. There are two scenarios possible. First, that we followed all the laws and the commandments, but we followed them not out of love for God and neighbor, but because of our zeal to be found blameless. In other words, I want to stand before God and I want to say, "Dear God, look at me, I followed all the laws. I went to church every Sunday, I received communion at least once a year, I made confession once a year, I gave to the church, all that, and I'm a good guy." The second is that we loved God with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, all our strength, and we sincerely and genuinely loved every neighbor that came our way. And that in the process, we fulfilled all the other laws. Which one of these persons would you like to be? Today's scripture readings are an invitation to focus our religiosity in the direction that Jesus is proposing. We all have our emphasis, and that's good. It's a good thing. It's how the Holy Spirit works. We all have our emphasis in how we practice our religiosity. But in doing, we should remember this: the Lord does not have the capacity to save us. If we are saved, it will be because of love. The Lord does not have the capacity to save us. If we are saved, it'll be because of love. And this is the core of our faith. Thirdly, folks, these are very difficult days for me. I'm struggling at the deepest part of my being, multiple levels. First, on a very personal level, I just said goodbye to my very, very frail father. And really, when I left home, I left with the possibility that it was the last time that I'm going to say goodbye to him. And I'm not sure what the right thing to do was. Whether to leave him and come here to my other family. Really, you are my family. I don't take you lightly, believe me. Or should I take care of my father till he passes away? I don't know what the right thing to do is. I don't know what you would do. Secondly, as an immigrant and as a person of color, I'm struggling with the inhumanity that my fellow human beings and fellow Christians are expressing, sometimes even towards me. What is important? The law or the human person? What is important in our faith? How can Christians talk the way they are talking? How can Christians, people who bear the name of Christ, act in the way we are acting? I clearly think that central to religion is the human person. Central to religion is love, compassion, mercy, and goodness. This is what I've learned from Jesus. And thirdly, I'm deeply pained by the division, the disunity, the hatred. Somebody can just walk into a place of worship and kill 11 people. Shoot them down. I'm pained at the hatred, the spite, the condemnation, the violence, the killings, the accusations, the rhetoric of fear and ingenuity, the disrespect, the apathy, the inhumanity. These are touching me at the very core of who I am as a human being and as a Christian. And I'm sure that many of you are troubled as well. In the midst of these, my struggles, I believe that to be authentically Christian is to acknowledge what the enlightened scribe says to Jesus at the end of the gospel reading. Hear this. Here is what the scribe who came to test Jesus finally says to Jesus. He says, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." In other words, if we haven't learned to love God with all our heart and love our neighbor as Christ teaches us, this mass is useless. Christ can't do anything. We can fulfill the law, but it's not about the law. It's about the human person. And when that man answered in that way, Jesus said, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." No wonder they killed Jesus. No wonder they put him to the cross. I think it's a good thing what we are going through as a nation, as a church. Because of what it does is make us really think about what is important. And what Jesus is teaching us is simply this: be sincere in your love for God. Be sincere in your love for your neighbor. People of God said.